Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
Now, if you're around 35, female, heterosexual, outgoing, fertile, and can fly a helicopter, this may be the job for you. Well, not exactly a job. Sir Benjamin Slade, who is the millionaire owner of a couple of states in Britain, is in need of a wife, particularly one who can provide him with a son. And he's on the line. Benjamin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you run through us your requirements in a potential wife? What kind of woman would you like to get?
Well, obviously, I put this to a television company once, and they said, "What are you looking for?" I said, "A lady of the house." And I just saying they must have a shotgun license, a driving license, would also help if they had a helicopter license, would be really beneficial. But have armorial bearings, be able to run two castles, an estate, grouse more, legal and accountancy training would be useful. Must be able to breed two sons, don't mind if she's bred before and is proven. A little private capital and income would be helpful.
Mm.
A large fortune would be more helpful. Candidate would be paid £50,000 plus a bonus. Includes car, house, expensive holidays, expenses, food and all the rest of it. Then we do say that the people we're trying to avoid were Guardian readers, Scorpios, drug users, alcoholics, lesbians, Scots, dwarfs under 5'6", people from countries beginning with I, who have green in their flag, and people from countries where they don't wear overcoats in the winter need not apply.
Right, okay, that's a long list there, but it's quite specific. Could you explain the countries that start with I and have green in their flags? What would be your problem there?
Well, the problem was we were in the shipping business, and it's where all the countries that where we got our containers stuck, and there was sort of violent problems in Iraq. The Indians never paid us on time. I do like Indians, though. And then we used to have terrible problems with Iraq and Iran. I had lots of containers stuck in Iran. There's a revolution out there and all the rest of it. So we just put that in. It's really tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, you've got to avoid, really, Iraq and Iran. Those are the main ones.
Okay, because for obvious reasons, I'm talking to you from Ireland. That starts with an I, yeah. And we have green in our flag.
Yes, we used to get our containers stuck there. Stuff used to go into Ireland, but then it came out with sheep and cattle.
Right.
Food products. So I had a lot of stuck containers there, and that sort of rankled. But anyway, no, if you got two or three of these things wrong, it doesn't really count. I've just been going out with a singer, an opera singer, and she was a soprano, and she was part Irish, part Italian, part Iraqi, and probably with a dash of Israeli.
Crikey.
But she did read The Guardian as well. She was good fun.
And the Scots, is that a similar problem with containers, or is it something else?
Oh, it was being difficult. They always want independent, but it's a long way to go if you've got to get the mother-in-law to do the babysitting, isn't it?
Yes. But say it was a Scottish woman who was in favour of of maintaining the link with the union and live locally.
Well, I had to think about it. She'd have to live locally. They're quite tough, good fighters, the Scots. However, the UK would benefit if we could get rid of Scotland. It would save us £20 billion a year. And what's more, they've got 57 MPs, which completely outrank on a proportional basis. It's called the whatever it is question. And that means that actually we would not have Scotland ruling England anymore, you know.
Mm, okay. So actually you'd be in favour of Scottish independence.
Yes, it definitely would. Definitely, I'd encourage them. I'd go up there and change myself to Mac Ben Slade or something, and I would actually try and stand and encourage them to be independent.
Yes. Now,
£20 billion a year is a lot of money.
It is. Now, your future wife, obviously, that there's multiple skills she needs to have because you've got properties and an estate to run, but presumably the ability to have children is an important factor here.
Well, that's right. You don't want to work forever. I've got lots of wonderful friends, and they just don't want any. They don't want children. They don't want any more children, and all the rest of it. But you know, the thing is, these places are very hard work. And if you have sons and things to carry on after you, Then you can retire and let them carry on, you see. And it's very, they're very important to have a family. I haven't had a family. I could do with one, actually. Good experience.
Mm. So, and but does it have to be sons?
Sons count in England, you know, because we always go on eldest sons. They do the fighting. Daughters, it all goes out, goes through the female line, and you lose it, don't you?
Right, okay. So you wouldn't want to leave your properties to a daughter?
Well, look, if you look at it this way, it's a bit unfair on the poor girl. She's going off, she might marry a husband, and it's always going to be her house and her position. I always think that these marriages are a partnership, and it puts an unfair problem on the man coming in. Look at the royal family. You know, poor old Prince Philip, he turned up. You know, he was known as Phil the Greek, and he hadn't got two pennies to rub together. And he's always had to live on a bit of a handout. It must be very difficult. And look at the children. They've all got divorced, and it's all caused complete chaos. And it's really sad. Mm. So actually, I think the man must be the boss. So you have a girl, you know, obviously give them good education, try and do the best you can for them, and help them marry a nice man who will look after them.
Right,
I don't
okay.
know, that sounds reasonable to me, but yeah. Things have changed now.
and so you would like a son, more than one son?
You've got to have two in case one gets killed in battle, you know.
Yes. Would you anticipate that they'd be involved in battles?
Well, you know, my family made its money from killing French people over hundreds of years. Unfortunately, that all came to an end. That was
okay.
our family business.
But that was lucrative, killing French people.
Yeah, killing French people until 1900. And so probably we do have a bit of a military tradition, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, look, I'm three quarters Irish. Myself, because my grandmother played golf for Ireland. Actually, she was a Scovell. They got married at Kill of the Grange in Dublin.
Okay.
And she was an Irish citizen. And they built, the Scovells built the customs houses. The lease ran out and they forgot to renew it. It's all rather sad. And then I'm part Dawson from Forkill, County Armagh. And then I've got a bit of Butler in me from Ballyraggett. I think that's how you pronounce
that's
it.
That's how you say
and
it, yeah.
Near Dublin.
Right. Okay.
So I'm three quarters Irish. I'm entitled to play for the Irish football team, and I'm thinking of becoming an Irish citizen because otherwise we're going to be, probably with Brexit, we're going to be locked out of Europe. So it would be very handy. And I might take up writing, you see, and that's tax-free, I think, for Irish citizens.
That's correct, yes. Given last night's events, you could possibly win a place on the Irish team. We got a bit of a thrashing. Now, you want a woman around 35. Is that the age you're thinking
well,
of?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got to, you know, whatever you can get your hands on, really, because it'd be nice to have children, you see, and to have sons.
Yeah. And are you confident in your ability to father children?
Yes. I've got 9 months' supply frozen in the sperm bank.
Right.
And that's the only bank that didn't go bust in the last recession.
And when did you make that donation? And, you know, was it tested and is it, you know,
well,
is it good?
Well, it was all fit. They all tested it and it was about over 20 years ago.
Ah,
this
right.
girl said to me, look, we were trying very hard. And she said, I'm a bit worried about you in case you have a car accident and the gear stick goes in the wrong, you know, hits you in the wrong bit. And you ought to leave some deposits. So I went along to this hospital and I kept leaving a deposit regularly every week, you know, like somebody saving up in a bank account. And it was all going very well. And eventually the woman behind the counter said, look, you've got 9 months' supply. We don't need any more.
Okay, well, that's a comfort. But also, I mean, obviously it's a very attractive position, but some women might look at it as more a job than a romantic proposition. Do you hope to meet a woman and fall in love with her?
Oh, definitely. I believe in love and romance, but also it's very, very useful to have. You've got to make it plain that you've got to have lots of things in common, and you know, you've got to have consideration as well, so that you know everybody can get all very excited about things. I'm sure that you know, in Ireland, you understand about racehorses. Just because two racehorses, you know, like each other, doesn't mean to say they can go and breed foals. You know, we actually have to make sure that they're proper racehorses. We don't want some donkey to get in there, otherwise it won't win any races, will it?
Yeah. So would you prefer a woman with a title, Sir Benjamin, someone a bit posh?
Well, no, I like them to be castle trained because lots of them want to live in nice modern houses. Unfortunately, my two castles are a little bit of a handful. You have to employ staff. Most people are sensible and don't have to bother with any staff, and they look after themselves, and they have a good time. Mm. I've got 2.5 gardeners at Mansell House. I did have 2 at Woodlands, but I'm cutting down. I've only got 1. And they all have to be organized. The thing about women, they have skills. They understand gardens. They understand flowers. They know all about food. They know about menus. They can choose colors. I have a lot of decoration to do, and women know about what color it should be, farrow and ball. I paint everything red. So women are very important, and it's a partnership. And, you've got to go 50-50, and they help run the place with you. And then we have fun. You see, my hero is Great Gatsby, so I never sit down under 100 people at my under my pergola at Mansell House. And I've got a pavilion at Woodlands Castle near Taunton, and that takes 220.
Crikey.
So I can get 220 under my pergola, but I do like to have 100 people. It's just a big problem. I entertain. We have 34 bedrooms at Mansell House. And I like to fill them.
Yeah. And so if women apply for this, is there a procedure that they'll be going through? Is there an email address they can write to, or how does it work?
Yes, they always track me down at Mansell House or something like that, or Woodlands Castle. It gets to me. They just come on email. You just go on the website. We've got these websites and things, and they just go in and say, look, they've got to be fun. It's no use marrying somebody who's boring and doesn't like lots of people around. There are girls like that. They just want to be, on their own. For someone like me, I'm a Gemini, and I'm happy when I'm going to parties. If I didn't do 3 parties a night when I lived in London, there'd be a big problem.
Right.
So you actually need a girl who likes social events. I once did 5 parties in a day, and my partner at the time said, look, I really can't keep up with this. So you've got to be able to keep up.
Right, okay. There's a lot there. Well, we wish you the very best of luck in your search for romance. Sir Benjamin Slade, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.